From the GPB Newsroom, I'm Taylor Gant. This year, lawmakers at the state capitol are looking at ways to improve internet access across Georgia. As GPB's Stephen Fowler explains, House Bill 23 would allow electricity providers to sell internet to their customers.
That's the sound of my first attempt to reach Laura Register in Cairo, which failed because she's got unreliable cell service. It's not just her cell phone that gives her trouble, her internet's spotty as well. There's only one provider, and when the internet goes down in this small southwest Georgia town, you have to leave to go online.
Thomasville would be the closest, or Tallahassee, and that would be 20 to 30 minutes to get somewhere where I could really get some reliable service.
But the issue of internet access is not limited to places off the beaten path. Lawrence Saul lives in Oconee County, less than 20 miles south of Athens. His subdivision has about 250 families and only one choice for internet with inconsistent speeds. If that doesn't work,
the closest public access Wi-Fi location is 9 miles away at a Starbucks.
Register, Saul, and others across Georgia could stand to benefit from a bill that would allow electric membership cooperatives, or EMCs, to sell internet to their customers. So in places where service is non-existent or not dependable, EMCs could use existing infrastructure to close the gap. For now, if Laura Register's internet goes out in Cairo again, she's got a plan.
I go to the top of the hill, and hopefully I can use my cell phone.
HB 23 is now in the hands of the Senate. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler.
About 100 people gathered outside the Atlanta Immigration Court yesterday to protest President Trump's national emergency declaration. GPB's Ross Terrell was there.
Last week, the president made the declaration to secure funding to build a border wall. The ACLU of Georgia held a rally to protest the decision, calling it a fake emergency. Gerard Compton attended along with his six-year-old daughter. He says it's important for her to see what a fight for social justice looks like.
Just her growing up right now in the time, seeing the first black president, and then also pushing for equal rights of everyone. I think she needs to be exposed to that as a young lady and a young person just in this country.
The National ACLU chapter also announced it will be suing Trump over the declaration. For GPB News, I'm Ross Terrell in Atlanta.
The city of Atlanta will no longer ask how much applicants made at their former jobs when hiring employees. Last week, Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms said the question is no longer on city job applications in order to level the playing field. She spoke to WSB.
This is not a handout. This is not something we're doing special for any one group. And it gives you an opportunity to improve your salary simply based on what your experience is and your qualifications are.
According to the U.S. Department of Labor, women make 80 cents on the dollar when compared to men. For black women, that number is 63 cents. Bottom says she hopes other cities and the state will also remove the question. For more news, visit our website, gpbnews.org.